Hello, and welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In today's episode, a dive into the history of BTS's dorms, plus Jin drops Echo, and May 19th has Lost Passports, Billboard Music Award preparations. But before all that, the filming of their first music video, No More Dream. BTS activity last week, May 10th to May 16th, Korean Standard Time. V posted a photo of a cute dog on Weverse and then displayed his usual wit while replying to ARMY comments. RM shared a post celebrating the one-year anniversary of Come Back to Me. He also posted to celebrate his D-30 milestone. At the end of the week, he also posted a bunch of photos from a recent vacation he took. J-Hope had his concerts in Bangkok. They went great, and he reported that the crowd energy was nearly at Mexico City level. As usual, we got his selfie videos from soundcheck and photos on Instagram the next day. He postponed his live stream after the second concert because he didn't want to distract from Jin's highlight medley dropping. During the Bangkok concert, ARMY sang Blue Side to J-Hope, but he didn't understand what the song they were singing was until after the show when he could see the fan cams. So then he made fun of himself on TikTok. Hobi then did his live stream on Tuesday, like he promised. And then he traveled to Macau, where he will hold concerts this weekend. He posted a selfie from the plane upon arrival and also a little selfie video TikTok later on where he stitched a video of himself from his visit 8 years previous during the Wings tour. Jungkook posted on Weverse to chat a little on Thursday. He seemed to be doing well and is still working out his shoulders to achieve his dream of having shoulders as wide as Jin's. I'm pretty sure he's achieved it now. Of course, as I mentioned while talking about J-Hope, Jin spent the week preparing for the release of Echo on Friday. He also appeared on episode 13 of the Netflix show Screwballs. He'll be in the next two episodes as well. He posted photos from his appearance on Instagram. After the teaser posters, highlight medley, and press drop for Echo, Jin was active on Weverse responding to ARMY's jokes about him divorcing the tuna from Super Tuna music video. We also got episode 34 of Run Jin, which had Jin relearning some Taekwondo and battling some of the K-Tigers Taekwondo group. In this coming week's episode, Jin is going to have a very unique guest on Run Jin, Tom Cruise. So that should be interesting. Jin also appeared once again on the show Handsome Guys. And of course, on Friday, Echo was released, along with the music video for the lead track Don't Say You Love Me, which features a return of lead actor Jin. Jin had his comeback live after the release, where he played games and talked about the album. We had four other members drop into the chat and create that special brand of Bangtan chaos. It started with Hobi and Jimin playing the game with Jin, and then talking to each other like they were in their group chat. Then V dropped in, though he was having Weverse technical issues. JK showed up shortly after. When Jin ended the live stream, the live chat actually kept going with the members until Jin returned in chat form to kick the members out of the chat after they said their goodbyes. And of course, I already mentioned it, but Echo is released, so I hope everybody is enjoying the album. It's really, really good. It's hard to pick a favorite song. I think upon first listen, my favorite song was Background. I also really, really like Nothing Without Your Love, but they're all good. I've added all the songs to the random song generator, so they could possibly come up to talk about in this podcast in future weeks. This day in BTS history, May 19th. May 19th, 2013. BTS are filming the music video for No More Dream, their debut song. It's the second day of filming. You can watch the behind the scenes of the filming in episode Too Cool for School debut single MV shooting on YouTube, though it's mostly just a montage of the filming done to the soundtrack of the song. If you want more of what their modern episodes are like, you're better off watching the Bangtan bombs they filmed during the shooting. Those include VJ Jungkook, Suga with Basketball, Special Bangtan Bomb 5, Let's Make an Autograph, Special Bangtan Bomb 3, J-Hope and JK at MV shooting, and What Does BTS Do When They're Sick? All those, of course, are available with English subs on the Bangtan Subs YouTube channel. Jimin also tweets a selfie just so that ARMY has a little something to look at while the boys are busy filming. May 19th, 2014. J-Hope tweets a happy coming-of-age day to Jimin and V, who have been legally adults in Korea since New Year's. RM tweets about someone being wrong about something on the internet, and Hobi replies making fun of him. I believe that someone got his age wrong. J-Hope and Suga both tweet selfies. J-Hope also tweets a photo of himself and RM. RM tweet recommends an album by Tyler, the Creator. Jimin tweets a photo of himself, V, and RM, and thanks ARMY for the congratulations on the coming-of-age day. V also tweets his own selfies and thanks. V films a log talking about being an adult now and how he should therefore stop doing childish things. It should be noted that he starts the log wearing a Freddy Krueger mask while singing along to a ballad and ends the log by accidentally singing a children's song to seal his promise to become an adult. May 19th, 2015. V tweets a dub smash of himself catching candy in his mouth. BTS appear at the youth concert On Dream School at the Hongju Culture Center. This is also shown on SBS MTV, The Show. May 19th, 2016. BTS are in Norway and Sweden filming Bon Voyage Season 1. The reason I said two countries is because on this day they travel from Norway to Sweden, with six members on one flight and V on a delayed later flight. They have a little bit of free time when they land. Jin rests at the hotel. RM, Suga, and Jimin go shopping. Hobi and JK go to IKEA to eat meatballs. And V gets on the wrong bus and ends up lost in the countryside with only a cameraman and a pack of gum. Surprisingly, that's not the worst travel mistake made that day, because this is the day that RM loses his passport. ARMY, of course, find all that out later when Bon Voyage airs in the summer. On this day, the activity we see is that RM and Jimin are posting a bunch of photos from their boat tour of the fjords and train ride to Myrdal that they did the day before. May 19th, 2017. Jimin tweets a series of photos in which he's spelt everyone's name out in Jenga blocks. RM, V, and Jimin all tweet selfies before they get on a plane to travel to Las Vegas in order to attend the Billboard Music Awards for the first time ever. You can see this day in the Disney Plus docuseries BTS Monuments Beyond the Star, Episode 2, and also on YouTube in Episode BTS at Billboard Music Awards 2017. Jimin also tweets a mirror selfie video in the hotel once they arrive. May 19th, 2018. For the second year in a row, they're getting ready to perform at the Billboard Music Awards. They're already in the US this time and having their camera rehearsal at the venue. You can watch this happen on YouTube in Episode BTS at Billboard Music Awards 2018. They tweet a group photo with Zed. That night, Jimin does a V-Live. He chats about the new album, which is Love Yourself Tier. He says that there are some BTS songs that especially touch his heart, and he lists them as Road, aka Path, Young Forever, and now Magic Shop. It was also at these Billboard Music Awards, during a Dispatch photo shoot, that RM started writing I'm Fine, which will eventually appear on Love Yourself Answer later this same year. May 19th, 2019. BTS are in New York on the Love Yourself Speak Yourself tour. Before bed, Suga tweets a photo of himself on an empty stage. Once they all wake up, JK tweets a video of himself eating breakfast and a photo of the food before he ate it. Their concert is at MetLife Stadium, and at least Jimin, Jin, and J-Hope's parents attend. You can see the behind-the-scenes of this concert in Memories 2019 and in Episode 5 of the docuseries Break the Silence. After the concert, JK tweets a selfie video from the car with Jimin as they sing a song. May 19th, 2020. I have no idea what they were up to this day, except that V posts three photos of Yontan on Weverse. Also, Episode 4 of Break the Silence airs. May 19th, 2021. Once again, the pandemic makes it harder to know what they're doing. On this day, all I know is that the teaser for the Butter music video was released. May 19th, 2022. RM posts a photo of art by Izumi Kato on his Instagram. He also posts a selfie of his foot in the studio and captions it, Life. I don't know exactly when it happened, but around this time is also when J-Hope filmed his Jack in the Box album interview. May 19th, 2023. Naver and Big Hit jointly post a Suga's site blog with his photos from his music video shoots and dance practices for D-Day. RM posts some Namjoonin photos with the caption, Dreams are infinite, but time is not enough. He also posts to recommend If Only It Was Warmth by King Cruel. Suga arrives back in Korea after successfully completing his North American tour. A Bangtan bomb is posted on this day, and I don't know when it was filmed. So if there are any army out there who are good investigators and want to see if they can solve the mystery, the Bangtan bomb in question is called Suga's POV Naver Posting. Also, Jimin does Masquerade Dance Challenge with Lee Hyun, aka Midnat. It's posted on TikTok, and I don't know when they filmed that either. May 19th, 2024. Everyone is enlisted, but V posts photos of himself with some members of his unit. He also posts photos of Yantan. And that brings us to this year, with J-Hope having just wrapped up his Macau concerts, and Jin's second EP just released. Song discussion. Moving on. This song gives me the perfect opportunity to talk about the history of BTS's dorms. So strap in, let's go. When RM first signed in May 2010, Big Hit didn't have any dorms. This is part of the reason that although Hobi was signed as a trainee before Namjoon, he was still living and dancing in Gwangju and just sending them updates on how he was doing. They finally got a dorm for the trainees by August, and RM moved in on August 14th. At this point, the two confirmed members of BTS are RM and IRON, though IRON would eventually leave in 2011 after the company decided to make BTS an idol group rather than a hip-hop crew. Between August 2010 and July 2012, all BTS members would eventually move into that dorm. This is the basement dorm that was infested with mosquitoes in the summer months. RM used to wake everyone up in the night trying to hunt and kill the mosquitoes. And they described the walls around their bunk beds as being blood splattered. Suga was convinced someone in the building had to be breeding mosquitoes for how many there were. This first basement dorm is the dorm in which JK cut the end of his mattress with a pair of scissors so that it would fit in his bunk bed. There were 9 to 11 trainees living in the dorm at one point, with roughly 20 to 30 coming and going over the time that RM was a trainee. There's also a point where Jimin, V, and J-Hope don't have beds and sleep on the floor. At one point, the company is close to bankruptcy, and they tell the trainees that they have to move out of the dorm because the company can't afford it anymore. Suga and the rest of the rap line refuse to move, claiming that it's not like they had money for housing either. Thankfully, Big Hit was able to get an additional investment from one of their investors, and no one is forced to move out after all. Once BTS's final lineup is set, and they find enough money to debut the group, they let go of all the other trainees and they move BTS into a new dorm, which is the third floor walk-up that they talk about in Moving On. As I mentioned in last week's episode, they move in on May 12, 2013. It's about 605 square feet or 56 square meters. It's technically a two-bedroom place, but BTS's manager claims one bedroom, so the seven boys share the other room using three bunk beds and a small single mattress. When they move in, Suga and RM get into a fight that resulted in Suga throwing either his hat or his shoe. They also can't remember what they were fighting about, but RM thinks it might have been drawer space. Shortly after moving into the new dorm, they realize that the lease is still good on their old dorm until the end of the month, and RM has the bright idea that they can cheat on their diets by going back to the empty old dorm and ordering food where the managers can't see them. Unfortunately, this doesn't work, as they forget about the cameras, and the managers end up calling and ruining the takeout party before the food even arrives. The new blue dorm is the dorm that ARMY are most familiar with as their first dorm. You can see it in episode 1 of the show Rookie King, and also on their YouTube channel in episode First BTS Birthday Party, Jin Chef of BTS, in which they celebrate their first anniversary as a group. They had spent 3 calendar years in their trainee dorm, and they then spent 3 calendar years in the blue dorm, finally moving out in 2015. In the 2015 dorm, instead of all staying in one room, they had 3 rooms, and therefore roommates. You can see this dorm in episode 1 of Bon Voyage Season 1, when they're all packing up to leave on the trip. Suga and Jin shared a room, RM and Jungkook shared another room, and Jimin, J-Hope, and V shared the final room. Jimin and V had bunk beds, which leads to at least one fight about who sleeps up top. Jungkook and RM also have a bunk bed, with Jungkook on top and RM on the bottom. However, Jungkook eventually ends up sleeping in a walk-in closet in order to escape RM's snoring. They eventually move out of this dorm in 2017 and move into the dorm that has since become a cafe. While it was a Bangtan dorm, though, it had 4 bedrooms, which meant that some roommates changed. with RM and V pairing up and JK getting his own space, which may have actually been less of a bedroom and more of a walk-in closet that they converted into a bedroom. There's a reason that Jungkook's studio name is Golden Closet. It's all I'm saying. You can see this dorm in Run BTS episode 29. This dorm is used for the shortest period of time, before they move into their final dorm in Hanam on the Hill by January 2018. Now they each have their own space, except for Jimin and J-Hope, who still share. Also, V and JK have subdivided the living room into two separate bedrooms in order to have their own room, so to speak. You can see this dorm in episode 1 of Bon Voyage season 4 and also in many pandemic era content. However, at the point of those filmings, some members had already moved out and the living room was no longer divided. You can see just the kitchen in episode 44 of Run BTS, and that would have been the kitchen as it was when all seven members were still actively living there. Sometime between July and December 2018, Hobi moved out of the dorm, and by August 2019, they were no longer subdividing the living room or stocking much food there. Jimin, JK, Suga, and Jin were the last to move out. They kept the dorm for hangouts and filming purposes and convenient temporary storage and accommodation throughout the pandemic, eventually saying goodbye to it in May 2022, as they officially ushered in Chapter 2 and started their sequence of military enlistments. So that's the complete history of BTS's dorm life. Even farther into the future from when Moving On, the song we're discussing this week, was written. Moving On is specifically about moving out of that first BTS blue dorm that they lived in from 2013 to 2015. It was their first dorm as a complete established group, in which they all slept in one room, struggled together, laughed together, and bonded as a team. Moving On was written by P-Dog, RM, Suga, and J-Hope, and released on The Most Beautiful Moment in Life Part 1 in April 2015. This is very much a classic BTS song format, with the rappers taking the verses and the vocal line on the chorus. It's a nostalgic song, looking back at both their living situation and friendship, and also their career so far and their hopes for the future. RM starts us off with the classic line of, "Ayo Suga." It means that RM's verse is directed entirely as a monologue towards Suga, the first future member of BTS to move into the original dorms with RM, though J-Hope would arrive only a month and a bit later. RM's verse is nostalgic, remembering the fight that he and Suga got into when they moved in, how when they first moved in they thought the place was big, but now after 3 years it feels small. I think everyone would agree that the dorm was small. But as I mentioned last week, when they moved in, Jimin reported that the kitchen was much larger than the kitchen that they had at the trainee dorm, and everyone was really happy about it. So it's all relative. It had been bigger than their last place, not to mention that at least one less person had to fit into it. So it was big by comparison. RM also talks about watching the year-end award ceremonies with Suga in the dorm and getting choked up while thinking about their own dreams. We'd see both RM and Suga reference this a year later in 2016 when they win their first grand prize and Suga bursts into tears while remembering those moments of sitting in the dorm with RM talking about the future. RM closes his verse by commenting that the place smells like them and he doesn't want to forget that scent wherever they are, that they cried a lot, laughed a lot, and it was all pretty beautiful. Nonhyundong, third floor, thank you. The vocal line carries the chorus, as mentioned, which is a goodbye to the dorm as they move to a higher place. J-Hope takes the second verse and carries on the theme of nostalgia, this time not addressed specifically to Suga, but just in general. He talks about packing up and cleaning up, and having memories hit him as he does, how they would fight and hit each other sometimes, but even that made them develop an affection or a bond with the place. He comments on the increased amount of things he owns since he moved in. I think a lot of us can relate to that. I live in a very small city flat, and it gets just a little smaller every year as I do stuff like buy BTS albums and run out of shelf space. J-Hope talks about moving as a time of excitement, as it's a new start, a new beginning, and as he aims for a bigger world and bigger dreams. He finishes by saying, after they move and clean up, they'll get black bean noodles for their hard work, which is a very common thing to do on moving day in Korea. I think here we usually get pizza. After the chorus repeats, Suga comes in on the final verse. Instead of being nostalgic for the dorm and recounting memories from living with the members, Suga instead goes through an entire history of all of his moves, both figurative and literal. He starts with moving out of his mother's womb, and how the cost of that move was a machine in his mom's heart and a big scar. Suga has never specified exactly what happened to his mother at his birth or shortly thereafter, but we know that she ended up in hospital, and Suga spent some time being looked after by his grandparents. This song makes it sound like she may have been fitted with a pacemaker. Whatever the case, his mother being in ill health directly after or as a result of his birth has been something that ended up being a little traumatizing for him, as he also references it in Amygdala. Suga then moves on to talking about the winter of 2010, when he moved from Daegu to Seoul into a house called Commercial, meaning that he left the underground hip-hop scene for mainstream music, and as a result, he had people pointing fingers and claiming that he was following money. Suga states that like this, moving has always changed a lot in his life. His life is about paying monthly rent, but his pride is to live every day risking the deposit. He finishes with, "So I'm moving again. I'm about to dream something that is a level higher than just being an idol. When would be a good day for moving? I hope it's soon." RM and J-Hope also both talked about moving out of the dorm into a bigger one as a metaphor for their careers, but Suga's verse literally takes it to another level, not only talking about his current move, but also anticipating a future move. He's moved before, and it's cost him each time, and they're moving now, but he's also anticipating the next move, higher than just being an idol. If being an idol was the commercial move that he made last time, he's declaring that he has even bigger dreams than that. By asking what would be a good day for moving, and finishing with, "I hope it's soon," in a song where they're already moving, it means that he doesn't know when that dream move is going to happen, but he's anticipating it. I would definitely say that since this song was written, he's made that dream move too. BTS have definitely moved to a level higher than just being an idol group. They're legendary status already, and they've already promised that the best is yet to come. RM finishes the song by giving a little monologue in English about how everyone is afraid of change, but the pattern of staying, moving on, is part of life, and what's really important is that they still breathe and live in the same place. Now, you could listen to this song and think, oh no, BTS doesn't live in the same place anymore. You said they all moved out of the dorm by the end of 2019, and now they don't even own it anymore. But I don't think you have to take RM literally here. If you think about Suga's metaphor of moving from underground hip-hop to mainstream to some place higher than an idol, BTS are still living and breathing that same dream. And now it's time to spin the random song generator to find out next week's song. And the winner is My Time by Jungkook off of Map of the Soul 7, which was produced by SleepDees, who is on YouTube and probably has some resources that I could check out about this song. So that would be fun to research. I'm excited for My Time. That's a fantastic, fantastic song. So join me next week for My Time. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. If you'd like to discuss this episode, or next week's song, or have a say in what song gets chosen in the future, you can find me on Patreon and Ko-fi at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also find me on Blue Sky at A Brand New Day Pod, or you can email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a good day.